Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. Dom, the current weather here in glorious Madison, Wisconsin, a cool and sunny 96 degrees.
Ooh, it's hot.
96 degrees Fahrenheit. 844-967-2789.
We will sounds certainly- hot, man. It's 90-something here, too. It's weird. You know, I was driving today, and it was like, I don't know, I got my car, and it was 100-something degrees. It went down a little bit. You know, it was in the sun, black car. And went down to like 96, 97, drove through towards the lake, dropped down to like 73, drove another 10 miles, went back up to like 90 to 88. It's just been, you know, it's cooler by the lake, but damn, it's crazy out there right now.
Well, it's cooler by the radio. Listen to the Devil's Advocates. We'll keep you cool. You know what I'm saying. Dom, I've got the lead for this big hour. My guy, Bernie Sanders, coming to Wisconsin. Do you see that?
I did.
This Friday, doing a town hall with some UAW workers. Let me read a little bit beyond the headline here at the Journal Sentinel. Senator Bernie Sanders is coming to Mount Pleasant on Friday. Mount Pleasant. Why is that name? Why is that community so familiar?
Wasn't that the eighth wonder of the world that former President Trump and former governor from Wisconsin, Scott Walker, they're going to do this? Oh, Foxconn. Yes. A lot of conning going on with these Republicans these days.
How's the Wisconsin Valley taking us into the 21st century? I mean, I've heard proposals from everything from a 8G factory, which Scott Walker just kind of made up on the stump one day, to a fish farm location. Dom, they're going to farm fish at the Foxconn.
Everybody wanted Foxconn. I hate to say it. If I didn't get elected, they wouldn't be in this country. They would not have done this in this country. I think you know that very well.
Thank God for Wanker and you know, the former.
The insurrectionist bastard. Yeah. I mean, the local communities are on the hook for hundreds of millions of dollars. And since they're not going to be able to pay it, that means the rest of the state are going to have to front that money, you know, come up with that money. If Foxconn, which they probably won't, doesn't come through with their, you know, promises. But hey, well, what the hell? You know, these are the Republicans that want small government, right? Now they're using government as a showboat bribe. Foxconn has left a trail of destruction around of broken promises around the world. But yeah, but Trump and Walker are going to be the guys that put this one together. Give me a break.
Well, if anyone was going to lock him down in the back of the cocktail napkin, it was Scotty Wanker.
Yeah.
What's that guy up to lately, other than not watching the January 6th hearings?
Well, he's out there on some of those righty, you know, news organizations telling the world that, you know, in Wisconsin and around the world, nobody cares about January 6th. Yeah, no one cares about a conspiracy to overthrow the government of the United States led by your guy, led by the GOP. And what, does Scott Walker have this willful blindness as well? Does Robin Voss? I mean, Gableman is quoted. Gableman, this jackass from Wisconsin, is quoted in the 12-page manifesto that Trump dropped yesterday, saying that the money that Zuckerberg donated to help, you know, the elections was a bribe. No, it wasn't a bribe. Judges have said that. So it's just a freaking joke, man. I'm so tired of it. I'm so absolutely tired of it. They cannot believe it. And if they do believe it, their judgment sucks.
Having a great time.
You know, they do have a couple of things in common. I'm trying to think what they are. They both ran for president, one more successfully than the other, talking about Wanker and Trump.
I used to run track.
He ran track, too. Yep, that's true.
Well, Trump, I thought, was a baseball guy. Batted right around the Mendoza line.
He's a golfer.
Claimed, though, if you believe Trump's claims, He's being scouted into the major leagues.
Sure he was.
It wasn't true. It was a Scott Walker, a Scott P. Walker. I'm Scott Kevin Walker.
Yeah. I forget what the other thing they had in common was. It's not beautiful wives. What is it? I'll come back to it.
Yeah, terrible.
844-967-2789. I see Freedom. young son. I forget if it's Matt or Alex. One of them got engaged to some unlucky girl this weekend. I wonder if it's the more political one or the one that looks like mom.
Stoner. Oh, does anybody care? Who cares, man? Who cares? What about Bernie coming to Foxconn, man? Let's hear about that.
Yeah, let me tell you all about it. All right. We were talking about the Foxconn, and, you know, I got lost in the details there for a moment. You know, just dreaming about the lovely Mrs. Swanker. Senator Bernie Sanders plans to visit Mount Pleasant on Friday to meet with hundreds of CNH industrial workers who've been on strike since May 2nd. Sanders, the most popular politician ever, according to Crudy, PolitiFacted, it's true, plans to visit the United Auto Workers Local 180 for a town hall event. It's unclear if other elected officials will participate. I think Robin Voss will plop down with Bernie.
I mean, it's his backyard. You know, he's a friend of labor, right?
How about Congressman Brian Stahl from Wisconsin's 1st CD? Following the Mount Pleasant event, Sanders plans to go to Burlington, Iowa to talk to CNH industrial workers there, also on strike. Now, they're primarily, apparently, striking over health insurance costs and wages. And I noted that the CEO got something of a substantial raise. Bernie took some issue with it. Beyond unaffordable health benefits, this is from a letter drafted by Bernie. And my understanding, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, a co-author on this, beyond unaffordable health benefits, you have refused to offer workers fair pay for their hard work. Your proposal offers your lowest paid workers an average annual raise of just $1.33 per hour, which is woefully inadequate and a substantial pay cut for many after adjusting for inflation and the massive new health benefit cost, which according to Bernie Sanders is like $6,000 in new deductibles.
Oh,
yeah, that starts to add up a little bit.
And you're supposed to make up for that and get ahead with a dollar an hour raise?
Now,
I'm just saying, there's 2,080 hours in a 40-hour, 52-week work year, right? So if it's a dollar an hour, that's like $2,000. And you're going to give them an extra bump up on the buck, but you're going to pass along an extra $6,000 in health care costs? Really?
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, good job.
Again, from this statement, the company immediately deployed a scab workforce that they assembled prior to the contract deadline in anticipation of a strike that was quite predictable based on their posture at the bargaining table. CNH Industrial has not responded to requests for an interview. In the letter the senators wrote to Wine being an executive with CNH, they point out the corporation, CNH Industrial, made $1.7 billion in profits last year. And how'd the CEO do? Here again from the letter. If CNH can afford to provide you, the ironically named Wine, with a $9.2 million signing bonus and nearly $22 million in total compensation for 1 year of work, nearly 8,000 times the raise you're offering some workers, it can afford to pay all your workers better wages and better benefits. If CNH can afford to spend over $100 million on stock buybacks over a six-month period to enrich its wealthy shareholders, it can afford to treat all its workers with dignity and respect that they deserve. Now, Bernie last came to town to endorse our boy Randy Bryce. And it points out he ran for president in 2016. I think they failed to acknowledge his strong 2020 campaign.
And the Iron Stash is from down there somewhere too, isn't he?
Yeah, he was an iron worker from the 1st CD. Ran against Brian Stahl, if I recall. So anyways, Dom, Bernie's coming to town, coming to Mount Pleasant, where they were supposed to build the 8th wonder of the world. And we're just all left wondering, when will they build it and what will they build there? And will it include fish in some way, shape, or form? Or maybe 8G televisions made up in Scott Walker's, ass.
What a joke.
Yeah, it has been. Really, it has been.
It has been. And there's plenty of blame to go around for it. And again, once again, you know, do you do you trust their judgment? You know, that's ultimately what it comes down to.
Walker?
Republicans, you know, and Scott Walker and Donald Trump and, you know, those around him, those that are advising him, you know, those right, I'm seeing, you know, on the Chiron today on the news, like 100 of, you know, Republicans have won their primaries that are denying that Biden is the legitimate president who won a free and fair election. So do you trust that judgment? No, absolutely not. They're either ignorant or they're corrupt. And either way, they do not deserve your vote. They do not deserve to represent anybody in this great country. They're bringing this country down.
And of course, they're so very self-serving because they were not serving of their constituents, be it Trump. I mean, Trump picked a fight with Harley Davidson Motor Corporation. What's more Americana than a Harley, man? Picking fights with Harley over tariffs. Above and beyond that, the self-serving former governor of the state of Wisconsin, I like to call him the wanker. Let's not forget, he brought us Foxconn, put us, we the Wisconsin taxpayers, on the hook, $4.5 billion. When the Menominee tribe tried to give us $250 million and 10,000 jobs in a casino, he said hell no to that, right? That would have gone down near Mount Pleasant, I believe. And instead put the taxpayers on the hook for the very same $250 million for a publicly funded Pfizer forum. I mean, it's a hell of an arena. And I have no offense to candidate Alex Lazary or his father. But hell, man, he's rich enough. We didn't have to build them a stadium with public money because it was being offered privately. He killed the high-speed rail. He killed the broadband internet. And of course, over and over again, he killed the minimum wage in the state of Wisconsin. It was Scott Walker's choice. The minimum wage, by law in the state of Wisconsin, a minimum wage must be a livable wage. Walker changed the language and kept the $7.25 an hour. And the $200 million a year in revenue from legalized marijuana? Well, I'm sending half of that down to Illinois every weekend, Don.
Yep.
Come back with us. Your phone calls could be next. 844-967-2789. I'm saying the weed's expensive in Illinois. I'd do it homegrown. If it were legal.
Foxconn will help Wisconsin win the 21st century.
No, they didn't.
Nobody ever goes in. Nobody ever comes out.
Thank you, Mr. Foxconn.
Wanker.